What's up? This Bacon is my podcast. I'm Jimmy.
I am Mike.
And we are proud to be part of the Deluxe Edition Network. That is right, The Den.
That's right. Hashtag The Den. We are part of an awesome network with a number of fantastic podcasts, such as History I'd Like to Fuck, mm-hmm. or Hilf Podcast, Barrel Age Chicks, Barrel Age Flicks,
yeah.
Spoil My Movie, Deluxe Edition Podcast. Man, I could go on forever.
You could, but we won't, so you can go
Beard
watch.
Laws.
Go listen, go watch, check them all out now.
In
Deluxe
a pickle.
Deluxe Edition Network.
Right now, deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Follow it on social medias, Deluxe Edition Network.
What's your bacon? What's up, buddy?
Ew. I know it's cold.
Indeed.
So you want to get the sweaters going.
No. I reject that. And I'll tell you why.
Why would you do that?
Well, you don't put gloves on furry hands, do you?
Well, no.
No, you don't. So you know what? I like to keep my beanbag clean like my palms.
Yes.
That's right.
The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is out now. It's got the skin safe technology you're
yes,
used
it
to.
Does.
It's got the LED light like you're used to.
It's
but this one, it's got the foil blade.
Oh my God, the foil blade. It's nice for the crevasse.
Exactly. So it, you know, hooks up your nether regions.
Goes right up the Mississippi on the one side and the Rio Grande on the other side.
Exactly. So go to manscaped.com, use the promo code BACONPOD for 20% off, plus free shipping.
Yeah, indeed.
And it's not even just for this, right?
No, it's for anything on there.
Exactly, especially...
Our favorite,
the crop mops, the ball and butt wipes. If you see us, we always give them out.
We'll hand them to you.
Exactly.
They'll
but
be in the package, it's okay.
If you don't see us, manscaped.com, promo code BACONPOD, 20% off of those bad boys.
Free shipping.
Mm-hmm. And always remember to ask yourself...
What's your bacon?
All right, so... Welcome to Discussion and Drinks.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit loopy. Mm-hmm. Well, not loopy. A little foggy. A little froggy.
You're the anti-loopy.
Yeah, I know.
You're compressed.
Well, not yet. Not yet. It takes 2 weeks.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah. That's why I'm...
Ah.
Yeah. So guys...
You're like the outer edges of a fry pan.
Yes. Yes.
Like,
very much so.
This one's really hot. This over here, not so much.
Not so much.
You gotta move it around.
Yeah. So guys, I'm taking new medication, which is going to prevent me from drinking for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. I don't know if it's going to be extended. I enjoy whiskey.
Yes.
I don't drink to get drunk. I enjoy.
Neither do I these days.
Yeah. I just enjoy.
I do enjoy whiskey. The buzz. I enjoy the buzz.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the buzz.
Yeah.
So since I am not able to drink, a big thing nowadays is the mocktail.
This is terrifying to me.
The mocktail.
This is blasphemy.
So
it's like vegan cheese. It's unnatural.
I guess who eats that?
And it's probably it's probably like vegan cheese. There's only one good one.
Yeah. Well, that's why I did the research. So guys. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Today, we're going to taste some spiritless Kentucky 74.
All right.
Which is a non-alcoholic spirit for bourbon cocktails. And, I think it might be a mixer. But we're going to do it.
It's probably not designed. It's probably not designed to be
Well, the picture
straight
is
up.
Had straight up.
But, did they? Oh, well, then it
so
is.
We'll see.
Then it is.
So, yeah, we're going to
try. Let's give it
some,
the best chance of success.
Yeah, we're going to try some non-alcoholic whiskey. I'll explain to you why it's not Irish. And we also have, let's watch the phone here.
Oh.
We also have a box of goodies. I was talking about them last week. They arrived. So, here we go.
Bacon! Bacon is my podcast.
Oh. Hey guys, always remember, no. But less is yes.
Less is yes. So
less is yes.
So yeah, I have a non-alcoholic.
I want to put that on a
bourbon whiskey. Now the reason why it's not an Irish is because, you know, the non-alcoholic spirits game is relatively new.
Mm-hmm.
I know that tequila is apparently a pretty good one.
Tequila, you can get the, you can still get the agave.
Yeah.
Right? So you can get that flavor of tequila, and then you just need a burn.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, the vodka, and I'm like, yeah, you just put some capsaicin in some water.
Yeah.
And so you get the burn of vodka without the flavor.
So vodka, that, gin, the clears, mm-hmm. from what I understand, are pretty good.
Yeah, but, gin, throw some pepper in it.
The malt kind of things, those are pretty good. The closest thing to Irish is definitely a bourbon,
mm-hmm.
right? And the one Irish that they make had several reviews. And the best one, literally, the most complimentary thing that that one said was, it tastes like capsaicin and burnt rubber. So I said,
it's quite a musk.
I'm not going to get an Irish whiskey right now. There was, if you Google it, apparently
doesn't sound
smooth. Jameson Zero.
Is there?
But I don't know if it was a fake, like a hoax.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But so yeah,
printed a label.
So we're trying some spiritless Kentucky 47.
So what we're here to let you guys know, for any of you, for any of you that watch the show that are non-drinkers, but that either used to drink or
smell sweet,
want to drink less, or maybe are thinking about quitting, if this is a good substitution for you, Kentucky 74 distilled. I gotta say though, I don't like the name Spiritless. I think there's something
a little alarming.
They're like, would you like this? It's spiritless. I'm like, well, I like a good spirit. It's, ew.
Yeah.
It smells like farts and old cherries. That's what I got out of that.
All right. Well, I do also have non-alcoholic beer as well, so I might switch to that for a few weeks. We'll
yeah,
see.
Man.
But
hey, it might taste great.
It might.
I appreciate the conservative pour. Thank you.
Yeah, I yeah.
Thank you. I was concerned. I had a little bit of hold on my breath there for a second. I was like, is he gonna?
There's definitely a sweetness.
That's the cherry farts.
Yeah.
And after you pit a cherry, if it's wet, and you go.
I never smelled the cherry fart.
Well, now you have.
Thank you.
Let's check this out.
No. No. No, that's a miss.
So there's no burn.
No, there isn't a burn.
It tastes like if you had some like cherry Capri Sun.
Yeah.
And you poured it out and then left the bag in the back of your car for about 2 summers. And then on like a 90 degree day, you open that bag up and you just licked the metal bag.
It's all aroma. It's yeah. all aroma. The taste is
and there's not even that much aroma, to be honest.
Like a watered down iced tea. I think it's definitely a mixer. This is like put this in Coke.
Well, we have stuff. I mean,
what stuff?
Like
I'm not gonna what Kentucky pear. Bourbon in peach pear seltzer.
I don't know.
That sounds like you're ready to torture yourself.
What are we doing here?
Well, yeah. Point taken. I
I mean,
I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to finish this.
I'm going to do
that. And I'm going to moving forward, because this, all it does is adds the smell of it.
Well, this greatly improves that.
Well, it's because you're watering it down.
There's a big improvement.
Okay.
probably the ratios are important too. Like the more of this, the better this is.
Okay. So it's definitely not an on the rocks type of drink. So that's why I'm going to take a jump into the foire of non-alcoholic beers for a little while.
Yeah. You know what, man? Like, so here's what I don't get about the non-alcoholic, like bourbons and things like that. Bourbon is a very distinct flavor,
right?
All whiskey does. And if your spirit, has a very distinct flavor, like your bourbons, like your scotches, your Irishes, part of the flavor is the way that the alcohol is processed,
right?
And the way that it ages in the barrels and all those things. So I feel like it'd be pretty tough to get something that tastes like it.
Is bourbon, have you ever heard of bourbon and ginger ale?
Yeah. Yeah, I've poured that before.
I mean, I just never. I mean, okay.
Yeah, Jack's a bourbon.
Pretty, a great party drink. Okay.
Jim Beam's a bourbon.
Okay. All right. So then I
Beam and ginger, Beam and soda. Yeah.
I would do this with I think I have. Hold that thought. I'm gonna go peruse.
Yeah. So that's always been my confusion with it. It's like the beers you can get a pretty decent approximation of the flavor of the beer, but for things like whiskey, I don't know. And it's also kind of like there are so many beverages that are better tasting.
See, for me, like I said, I enjoy a good whiskey.
Yeah.
I cannot have whiskey right now. Right. So they're putting things out on the market.
But you enjoy a good whiskey.
Yeah. Well, they're putting things out on the market that are being touted as good alternatives.
Right.
This isn't one of them, obviously. but what I will say is I think...
Hey,
I wasn't sure if you...
What's that about? Putting that lid back on there I'm loving this over here.
Now, so this is the Canadian. This is a Canada Dry.
Canadian Dry?
This is the bold one. So it will give you...
I enjoy boldness.
It will give you a little bit of that kick.
Nice.
Which I'm excited about. So maybe this is the route that I go.
Maybe.
I'm getting pretty excited because it's almost time to grill.
It's always time to grill. You know why?
I know.
Because I use grillyourassoff.com. All their stuff is fucking fantastic.
Well, I will say you don't even have to grill outside, even though you do all year round. I don't all year round, but I use all their stuff inside as well.
Yes, exactly.
So I still get the flavors.
Exactly. Everything from their seasoning to their sauces, to their hot sauces, and you know what? They also provide delicious snacks.
They do. We actually tried some on the show. We got some cowboy-style beef jerky right here. Their jerky is really, really good.
It's really flavorful, really delicious, and you can have your own if you go to grillyourassoff.com.
Indeed.
If you go to grillyourassoff.com, use a promo code BACON. And you get 10% off your entire order.
Nice.
And not only will you be helping us out, but you'll be helping out veterans and first responders.
Yeah.
Because this company is veteran-owned. And it's super badass. And we love these guys. Almost a day one sponsor with this show.
That's true.
And we are going to support them forever. Super
cool
guys.
Check out their site. Check it out. Taste the freedom. If you don't know what you want to get... Go ahead and use their product finder quiz.
Yes.
And set yourself up. Figure something out right now over at grillyourassoff.com.
And always remember to ask yourself,
what's your bacon?
What's your bacon?
Or what's on your bacon?
Bunker bacon bourbon barbecue sauce. That's what's up.
Hey guys, Matt coming at you from The Real Drunks. Hey, if you're into movies, booze, craft beers, and just shooting the shit with your friends, join myself, Jake, and Alyssa on The Real Drunks on the Deluxe Edition Network and anywhere you get your podcast from. That's The Real Drunks, R-E-E-L, The Real Drunks. Check us out.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah. Now that's
my question would be though, is that better tasting than just the ginger ale?
I like it. I like it. I maybe it's a psychological thing for me.
Maybe. That would be my question. I'm a cost.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm a
return on investment guy.
I'll tell you what. This is so there's an application for that.
Right, right. Well, yeah, now that's here, there's got to be a way to do it.
That cost almost $40.
That's so, too much.
Which right.
Yeah, right. So
I have learned my lesson.
To pour it out would be ridiculous.
Right.
You got to drink it.
So now I have application.
Right. But then my question, my follow-up would be like, once that's done.
Never again.
Is it like, oh, well, I just like the mixing of two things.
I could probably mix something else with ginger ale way better than that. And it costs way less.
Yeah, you could put some hot sauce in water, and you can get the approximation.
I could do the Pepper X. I could throw it in there.
Well, you could make a Bloody Mary,
right?
Without
the vodka, right?
Right, and get all the same burn and get all the same all the same flavors that you associate with the Bloody Mary. Because anything you put vodka in, you're not associating the flavor of vodka because vodka has no flavor.
Sure.
It shouldn't anyway. If your vodka tastes like something, it's not good vodka.
Right.
Right. Vodka just has a very distinctive burn and then a very distinctive kind of like smell based on whether it's, you know, a Ciroc, which is from grapes, or if it's from, you know.
I think this is. I think this is to replicate that smell in a mixer.
Right.
Right. So you could probably make a really great old fashioned or something with that, or
I don't know if you could.
No,
I don't think it has enough kick, and I don't think that I mean, you'd have to add so much simple syrup, and I don't know what you would tame it down with.
Mm.
You know, it'd be just so sweet,
right?
Old fashioned should be sweet, but it's got to have,
yeah, it's got to have that,
it's got to have kick, it. You know, there's a little bit of like that oakiness and that burnt spiciness for the kick for it.
Yeah. Another thing that I've been having, Heineken Zero, not sponsor, but,
I've heard good things about that.
So, you know, we had the gala, the NCAN gala.
Yeah.
You know, for the nonprofit that I work for, we run a gala every year, and I had family in, and they enjoy beer, but they can't drink the alcohol.
Right.
So, we got them a case of Heineken Zero, and they drank exactly one. So the whole time that they were here, and I was bequeathed that. And I said to myself, all right, I'll keep it here. What the fuck am I going to do with non-alcoholic beer?
Right.
And here we are.
Here we are.
5 months later.
See?
There's a use for it. And I'm not a big beer guy, but in a social setting, It's nice to can have that. But I do like beer. I do like beer. So that's that. Actually, I had a couple this weekend.
Nice. Scratches that itch.
Yeah, it does. It does scratch that itch.
Yeah, I definitely like. I've heard good things about that one. Just from, we had that at the bar occasionally. You know, and I know that people would buy that up, and then we'd run out of it, and we'd be on the O'Doul's, and they'd be like, ah, really?
Yeah, O'Doul's is awful. I've had O'Doul. I think I might have an O'Doul's. I don't know what from in my.
Well, I guess it's always good. I mean, you like to have little get-togethers at your house, you know. So if you decide to have a spring fling,
yeah,
you know, you got some. It's good to have some non-alcoholic stuff around as well, because there's always going to be somebody.
Oh yeah,
you know, that's either like having a dry month, or that quit, or that is quitting, or, you know, like something. So it's good to have some people. Yeah. My thing has always been with it is like with so many delicious beverages, why choose, like, if you're not going to get a buzz off of it, like that little head rush? Because I guess that's still a part of having a drink for me.
Well, I totally understand. Again, this was lesson learned.
Right.
Like for this, it was like, okay, well,
it truly is. It truly is spiritless.
Yeah. It doesn't taste like.
There's no spirit in that at all.
It doesn't taste like what I thought it would taste like.
Yeah.
And
I was expecting some kind of heat from it.
Right. I wanted some kind of kick. That's part of the reason
why. I bet if you add a little bit of hot sauce in that, it will improve it.
Okay.
I bet it will.
All right.
You know, try it in a glass first.
The next discussion in drinks, we'll explore that.
Or the next glass we pour, we'll pour a little dab in it.
Okay.
Shake it up. Okay. Because I think that might make that difference. It might make it feel more like you're actually having. Because the other good thing about drinking straight whiskey, like one of the reasons that I switched to straight whiskey was one, it like. I don't get hungover the same way from it. And I do enjoy drinking it, but also because it takes me longer to drink that.
Right.
You know, when I was drinking like,
oh yeah,
vodka gimlets or like vodka cranberries
even
or
beer.
Or, you know, like I'm done. I'm down in them.
Yeah.
And so I would drink so many over the course of a night. A whiskey on the rocks, I can walk around with for a little while, you know? I might have three or four in a night, whereas if I was drinking something else, I might have 10.
Right.
You know? So that was another part of it. And so for me, I think you need that little bit of like, I can't take a big gulp of this because that would be uncomfortable. Yeah. I need to sip, get my little smack to the face.
Right. That's
you know,
for me, that's what I was looking for with that.
Yeah, that's what that's missing.
That did not give that.
No. But I think a little hot sauce, a little capsaicin in there.
I don't know about the hot sauce thing because you don't want to just stick around.
I'm trying to think of a way to get
If there's like a horseradish.
Oh, okay.
Like a horseradish extract.
Huh.
Because that's the type of heat because it hits.
Right. It's that dissipates. It's that spicy heat. Yeah.
It hits, it dissipates. It's just like
or a like,
moment of uncomfortable and then you move on.
Like cayenne.
Yeah, maybe.
Right? You know, like, I mean, cayenne has more of a flavor base, but like, if you think about it, like, you add cayenne to like a, like, if I add cayenne to a chili or a taco sauce or something like that, I'm not suddenly like, tasting cayenne. I'm just getting a little bit more heat on the back end.
Yeah, but the heat sticks with you. It sticks with you and it's not gone.
It's true. Right? Yeah.
Like, whereas a horseradish or wasabi, it hits you, it hits your nose, gone. In and out.
Maybe like, you got a knob of ginger, just drop it in there.
I was thinking about that as well. Because I feel the ginger on the back end of this. And it's like, okay, I can get down with that.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
That's a big enough top. That's a big enough hole to shove a ginger in.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
You know?
So... yeah, you know, just trying different things and, you know.
Yeah, for you non-drinkers out there, Kentucky 74, it's not good.
If you like to have a rum and coke, like if you like the taste of rum and coke, that's kind of where that's like, or a bourbon and coke or a bourbon.
Yeah.
If you like the smell and the aroma of it and the experience, it'll give you that.
When you get to the bottom of this, it tastes like you taste more of that, but what it tastes like is it tastes like it made the soda go flat. So you still have bubbles, but it's a flat taste. Mm-hmm. So when you said like rum and coke, it's probably a good, like a whiskey coke is probably a good application for that.
Yeah, it's a mixer. It's not it's a mixer. It's not an on the rocks. No. Lesson learned.
No, not an On the Rocks. You know what? Most of them, I bet you none of them are.
I bet you none of them are.
I bet you none of them are.
But I saw they had a vodka and they had a vermouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to myself, cool, I'll get some martinis. And I saw the price. I was like, I'll just drink some olive juice.
Right.
That's
olive juice water.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
So we got a question from our patrons. Are spicy drinks really a thing?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Bloody Marys.
Now,
Cajun Marys.
Yeah. What we're talking about is not necessarily spicy. When we're talking about adding pepper, or adding something, it's just to give like, and Gianna, you know, you've had whiskey before, and you've had an instant reaction to it, shall we say, of understanding that it burns sometimes. It's lacking that. It's missing that, which isn't a spicy thing. But it is a
sensation.
It's thing. Yeah. But spicy drinks are also a thing. Definitely. I mean, yeah. Bloody Marys forever have been like, make it spicy. Lots of Tabasco, lots of horseradish.
They have spicy margaritas.
Pepper rims. Jalapeno margaritas are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of my favorites, actually.
Yeah. Like, fantastic.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, spicy drinks are a thing.
Yeah.
But
now, see, the problem is with this is I can't drink too many because I don't want to have too much sugar now.
Right.
So I can't do too many mixers. But like I said, I'll use it. I'll use it throughout the years.
Yeah. That'll probably last you a really long time.
Yeah. Likely. Yeah. I also got a physical, got my blood work done.
Oh, nice.
And Yeah, so cholesterol's high.
How's your balls?
Fine. Both there.
Shaved from Manscaped?
Yes, of course.
20% off?
Yeah. Even got a comment, too.
Nice.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Yeah. But
breathtaking.
Breathtaking, yeah.
This is a breathtaking scrotum.
It's so nice not getting caught up.
Can you say that while your hand's on me, please?
In the pubes. Yeah. So they were like, it's hereditary. It doesn't matter what
a breathtaking scrotum.
Yeah, well, yeah, that too. I think I don't know. Maybe no, the cholesterol thing,
right?
And they were like, so just, you know, cut down on carbs, cut down on cholesterol. And I'm saying to myself, I think I do that.
Right.
I really think I do that. First thing I go to make for lunch, I start looking at all the things. I already do that.
Okay.
And I'm like, damn it. Like, what else do I have to do? And it's just a hereditary thing. So I'm now taking medicine for that as well.
Nice.
So color me fucked up.
Well, you know, you're getting old. You're achieving an advanced age.
Right.
And things start to happen to you. Your body's going through a lot of changes right now.
If I didn't get the colonoscopy, I think none of this would happen.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that if you don't test, you can't fail or pass.
Right, exactly.
I heard that somewhere online.
But you,
yeah,
you were dealing with some ailments yourself,
dude. I'm a potpourri of bullshit. Yeah, I have to go in and get my brain scan.
Okay.
I gotta go get that.
Well, I was talking more about the
I've been sick all week.
Flu thing.
Yeah. I thought we were talking about doctor things. And I'm like,
we didn't really discuss it on here.
But yeah, this week just sucked. It was like Thursday, I woke up and I had a fever and a migraine. And I've now had a migraine. It is now Sunday. And it's still here. It's still here. It's been nonstop the entire time. Differing levels of, you know, sometimes the elevator goes to the top floor. Sometimes it only goes halfway up.
Yeah, that's fun.
So that's been okay. I've been able to kind of like sleep and stuff. I found that Alka-Seltzer Plus Flu and Cold is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Just fantastic because it's like right away it happens. And like I've gotten some decent sleep, but I've been so tired. That's been the crazy thing. It's like I get up and then I'm just like eyes are half shut and just losing it.
That's really one of the things that I'm very sad about with my medicine is that I can't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Can't have Sudafed. I can't have NyQuil.
Wow.
So if I have the flu or a cold or something like that, it's just going to suck.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't have Sudafed, NyQuil,
yeah,
or any kind of cold medicine. You also have to stop drinking for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's
supposed to make.
How do you deal with headaches? How do you deal with
that? Advil's okay.
Okay. Advil's okay. All right.
Advil's okay.
As long as the NSAIDs are in it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, you know, and it's funny too, because like you were talking about, let's deal with the kids and this and that, because Jen deals with the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, man, your immune system, it's usually pretty, like, all things considered, knock on wood.
Yeah.
Usually not like flu guy.
No, I've been super lucky, you know?
I mean, did you get COVID at all? You still
haven't gotten COVID.
Still haven't gotten COVID.
Well, I think I got it.
In the beginning.
In the very right. beginning, because when I came home from NAMM, I was like super sick for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Just like everything, like fucked up. But every time I've tested for COVID, I haven't gotten it.
Right.
When Annie had COVID and lived, you know, we lived together, I didn't get it.
Well, that's the weird thing.
We drove home together 13 hours while she was, you know, in the car, just breathing on me with COVID, you know, just mm-hmm. front seating it, just
right.
So, yeah, I've been pretty lucky so far. Like yeah. I've got.
So when you said you were like, dude,
pretty good record.
I think I got the flu, and I was like, wow.
Yeah. Well, my mind always goes like, well, if I get the flu, I'll have it for a day.
Right.
And then I'll, you know, my Wolverine powers will kick in.
Yeah, right.
So I'll get out of it. And it usually is kind of like that. Usually if I do get sick, I have like one or two days that are just like, I'm kind of like, bring it on, you know, and like yeah. for like 2 days, I'm just out of it. And then I'm kind of like, okay, I need to do things with my life. Things right. need to get done. And so I start just kind of like willing my way out of it. But, and that's kind of what it was this time. You know, it was just like Thursday was sucked. Thursday sucked. Friday sucked. Saturday was a little bit less, but iffy. And then today it's just like lingering headache and
yeah.
some sinus stuff. But pain in the ass, man.
The body is a temple.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Right. Temple of Doom.
Right.
Hey. It's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
I don't think you're the problem. You know what the problem is? Nobody knows where to find us online. That's the problem.
Well, they're I like, think there's...
Sometimes I go to YouTube. Sometimes I want to go to Spotify. Sometimes... How do I know where I can find everything bacon?
You know what there is? There's one place that has everything, all-encompassing. It's baconismypodcast.com.
A solution!
Exactly! You ever want to listen to our music?
Yeah.
Or know where to find us on YouTube?
Yeah.
Or on Apple Music?
Yeah.
Spotify?
Yes.
Maybe grab some shirts.
Find some sponsor.
Find some sweet deals mm-hmm. on some sodas from drinkwildbills.com. Or maybe some beard product from Mythical Beards.
Maybe you want to pick up a Poddex.
Use the promo code BACON on all of those websites and get 10% off. But if you can't remember that, just go to baconismypodcast.com, hit sponsors, you're right there.
Yeah.
Tells you everything.
Find everything about us, leave us a comment, ask us a question, and always remember to ask yourselves every single day.
What's your bacon?
What's your bacon? What's up, fam?
Yeah.
Bacon listeners, ever wanted to help out the show? Ever wanted to know a little bit more about what goes on behind the scenes here at
Bacon's? Perhaps keep these glasses a little bit fuller.
Mine's empty.
Yeah. Go over to patreon.com/baconismypodcast where you can get additional content, including tastings.
Yeah, you can get cooking shows.
You can get early ad-free shows.
That's right.
And at even the lowest tier, come participate with us every week in our discussion and drinks episode
where we hang out with you, our BIM squad.
You're a part of the show. Join us, hang out, weigh in on everything that we're talking about, weigh in on everything, maybe be a part of the show.
Exactly.
It's happened.
Join the BIM squad.
Yeah.
Get your first week for free over right at patreon.com/baconismapodcast.
What's
all bacon? Exactly. Def Chicks, I'm sorry you have to stop drinking. Don't be sorry. Don't be sorry. I am okay with it.
Yeah.
It's all a part of the work that you have to put in to be better. And that's what I'm doing.
Well, the interesting thing about drinking is that it should always be a choice. Right? It should always be a choice. It should never be a crutch.
Right. That's the other thing. And
that's why I'm not drinking with you while you're,
no,
while you're
doing this too. Well, so. You can still.
I know
still
I can. Go for it. I'm an adult.
Yeah. No, but.
But just in a show of support and solidarity. Maybe next week will be different.
And I think it's funny because, you know, like the way we talk, and, you know, just in general on the podcast.
Right.
We just always have a whiskey. Mm-hmm. And that's just it, and that's who we are. But I know I can probably answer for you as well. Like this is my two or three drinks a week.
Yeah, for me the too. Most part, me too.
You know, the
people think I'm a raging alcoholic.
Right. That's like people like just from our images and stuff like that, and just being on the show. And this is my time that I get to hang out with a buddy and have a drink.
Right.
You know, occasionally I'll be able to do that with another friend or something like that. But on the overall,
you drink with other guys?
I have. It was just once. They meant nothing.
We'll talk about this later, but go on.
Yeah. So, you know, you go with some friends and have a drink or something like that. But I don't really drink around the house anymore.
Right.
There was a time when I did. There was a time when I always had, but you know, again, doing the work, buddy.
Right. Yeah. Just
doing the work.
Yeah.
That's why I'm on meds.
I don't find myself drinking. I don't find myself making a drink for myself at home ever. You know, I just never do. There definitely were times in my past where I drank every day, all day.
Yeah.
That type of stuff, but it's been a long time since then.
I've other than
those specific periods of my life, which were all very like short, intense periods too. You know, we've talked before, I've lived several full lifetimes.
Sure. Yeah.
And so there's always like intense periods in them, but in general I've never been one that like had a beer when I came home from work or anything like that. That's just never kind of been my thing.
Yeah.
It was like I was either drinking all day at work and then going out.
Right. Or
I never drank at home.
Yeah. But that was my kind of, you know, get home, get relaxed, have a drink.
Right.
And yeah, you know, over the past year or two, I've definitely stopped considerably, like a lot. And then even like over the past year. Just sometimes I'll have two drinks in the next morning. I'm like, oh, what'd I do?
right.
You know, it's well, so yeah, weird. But it's random. It doesn't necessarily.
Well, it's like being an athlete. You really got to keep it up.
Got to stay spry.
Yeah. I mean, you can't just, you know, I can't go out and run tomorrow and take the block twice.
Right.
You know, I'll die. It's just like I can't not drink and then slam back a few and expect to feel nothing.
Right. Right. But yeah, don't feel bad about me not drinking. I'm okay with it, and trying out alternatives. And it's fun to try out alternatives here.
It is.
You know?
It's a good time.
I mean, who knows? This could be a regular thing.
And you know what? You never know. And I've said this to people before about lots of different things. You don't know what your thing is until you try something and you go, oh, that's my thing.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
Sure.
So, yeah. In any context, try it all.
Never know. But yeah, non-alcoholic beer. I have some Heinekens, and then I know that Guinness does one now.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I know that Sam Adams does one because I ordered one at a restaurant yesterday.
Okay.
And then they came back and they said they didn't have it.
Okay.
But I know it exists. So.
Well, hypothetically, you know it exists.
Right. Yeah.
until you've had one, we don't really know.
Right.
You know, right. You know a guy that knows a guy that.
No, there's pictures of it. It's right. Just pictures. It's not true. I've never. Right. Nothing substantial.
Yeah. It's like Jesus.
Or, yeah.
Or Santa Claus.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
No, Santa's real.
You know, who's watching. You know that there's a story in the Mormon religion that Bigfoot is actually Cain.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah. He was doomed to walk the earth forever, for all eternity. And
it's
in one story, he's
Squatch.
He's Bigfoot.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool. My kids all of a sudden are like into Sasquatch. So Jen and I, we watch all this, you know, we do all the paranormal shows and stuff like right, that. Right. But now with the Warner Brothers Discovery issues and stuff like that, there's not as much content coming out.
Right.
Good content coming out. I mean, there's a lot of content on YouTube and a lot of it is garbage. So if anybody has any actual real good paranormal shows on YouTube, please let me know.
Yeah, send them our way.
Most of it is not great.
What's your thoughts on the cryptozoology?
I love it.
Topic.
I love it. It's so much fun to, yeah. So we've been watching Expedition X and.
Oh, I love that show.
Great show.
Love
great,
that show.
Great show. We
and it used to be Expedition Unknown before that.
Right. So we didn't watch that yet. We watched season 6 and 7, and now we just started from season 1 now, which is a lot of fun. I love the juxtaposition of the scientist. Believer,
right,
all that stuff, a lot of fun. So, you know, we watched a couple of things with Sasquatch, and I guess Gavin just kind of was like, oh well, I'm interested in this, and Jen said something to the effect of, well, maybe we do a family trip and go Sasquatch hunting. And ever since then, Lacey's like, there's woods there, maybe we can come back, there's woods there, maybe we can come back and do that. And I'm like, this is amazing, kind of.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing. But yeah, I love the I love all that stuff.
I will say that probably the last thing you want to do with your children is find a Sasquatch. Right.
Unless it's Harry from Harry and the Hendersons.
That could be.
You know, it's messed up. Most people listening to this don't even know what the hell that is.
That's true. That is
great
true.
Great movie. Okay.
Well, yeah. Let's see. Great movie.
Yeah.
I love all that stuff. I think it's super interesting. Like, so gun to head, Sasquatch exist?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure is not a yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you believe it? 100%?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. I think there are things.
Mm-hmm.
To quote quote Mr. Peter Venkman.
Ah, yes.
There are things in this world that we will never understand. And
I agree.
And that is, you know, why I enjoy the paranormal stuff. It's why I enjoy watching the cryptid stuff. It's why I, hey man, you got thousands upon thousands of acres of land that have never been
unexplored.
Touched.
Yep.
So to say that something doesn't exist.
Yeah, I agree. I love the idea of it. I'm always kind of like, do I believe that all the people that say they saw it? No.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah.
Do I believe that the shows are doing anything correct? No. No, I do not. But do I believe that there could be something out there? Of course. I think there's lots of things that we don't know about.
I like looking at evidence, and I like mm-hmm. I like looking at trying to debunk it, and then I like when you can't debunk it, and you're like, all right, well, that's pretty cool.
I think my favorite thing about that kind of a topic, right, there's so many topics where so many things have to be true for a particular belief to be true.
Right.
Right. But when you're talking about like cryptids and things like that, only one story has to be true for it to be true.
Right.
Right? Out of thousands of encounters, only one has to be true. And this thing exists. And I love that. Like, I think that's super cool. Yeah. You know?
I don't mean to change the subject, but I'm gonna tell you what. I think I've come around on that.
Oh, on the whiskey?
In the ginger ale.
Okay.
I think I've come around on that. I think it's pretty good.
All right. I'm glad. Good for you. My last sip did not make me come around on it.
Yeah. I'm very surprised.
Yeah.
So.
It starts to taste like a flat, sweet soda.
Yeah. Yeah. Something that does exist.
Yes.
Is this box right in front of us?
Yeah. What do we got going on? What are we going to trying over the course of the next few shows?
Well, we'll do some stuff on the show, and we'll do some stuff on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
But Jimmy brought up Bussin' Snacks, which is
pretty cool
website. They've got some pretty neat stuff that they sell all sorts of exotic snacks and goodies and from all over the world, different types of chips and other things. And
those of you watching, yes, he did stick a pen in one side of the box and then realized that it wasn't going through the tape because it was a pencil.
No, it's a pen.
And then decided just to rip off the side of the tape.
Yeah, I've done it before, but this pen is not box cutter friendly.
It doesn't look like it.
Yeah. So I don't know if you want to pull them out and kind of just...
I see the word Max, which is always exciting. That's always hits me with a very... very late 90s, early 2000s vibe.
Yeah. So
Extreme Max.
So yeah, here. Go ahead through it.
Okay.
And we'll try
so what do we got here?
The end of the show here.
We have Guinness potato chips.
Yeah.
Wow. I know a certain BIM squad member.
Yeah.
That would probably be super interested in trying these.
Yeah.
But that's exciting. What else we got in here? Here's the aforementioned Max.
Yeah, so let's see if I got a packing slip here.
I don't understand any of the words on this, but I see a chili pepper. So I'm guessing these are chili pepper chips.
Let's see. Lay's
chili pepper.
Tokyo. I think. Oh, wait, here we go.
Looks like we have Lay's scallops. Yes. Flavor?
Yeah, that's Lay's scallops.
That's interesting.
This is Lay's Max.
I've often been like, you know what flavor's missing in potato chips? Scallops. Ooh, looks like we got squid on this.
Yes, that's squid.
Judging by the picture of a squid. So we have wavy squid chips.
So I'm going to start checking these off because by process of elimination.
I know what we have. So we went through Guinness, scallops, and shrimp. Or not shrimp, squid.
Lay's scallops?
Lay's scallops, Lay's squid, Guinness chips.
Oh, okay. So this is this is ghost pepper.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Sounds I know amazing. You're a big fan.
Yeah. Calbee shrimp chips. Baked shrimp chips, but these are hot garlic shrimp chips. Mm-hmm. I don't know what shrimp chips means. The original Japanese crunchy shrimp snack for more than 50 years has become an American favorite too. Made from wild-caught sea shrimp. What? It's made from shrimps?
Yeah.
Deliciously baked snack captures authentic flavors, including hot garlic, yuzu and black pepper, wasabi, and the classic original. They're made from shrimp? What?
Yeah.
Contains wheat, crustacean shellfish, and soy. I mean, three ingredients. Can't be mad at three ingredients. That's almost healthy. Cheetos chicken leg.
Yep, Cheetos chicken.
We got some chicken flavor Cheetos. I'm guessing that's going to taste a lot like a ramen.
Oh, wait. Is this chicken? It might be turkey, actually.
Is that a turkey leg?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Takoyaki ball. I don't know what that is. There's a little octopus on it. I don't know what takoyaki is.
I just know it's a takoyaki ball.
Yeah, I don't know what takoyaki, what the flavor is or how it's made.
I don't either. I know there's a squid on it, and I was like, okay, it could be good, could be terrible.
Yeah, that's interesting. We've got these are very thin, maybe potato sticks. Crayon Shin-chan. Crayon Shin-chan.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah, those...
Some crayon Shin-chan?
Tato.
Yeah, they look like really shredded.
They're like the noodles almost.
Yeah.
Right, that's what I got that for, because that was like, they're like the crunchy noodles.
Oh, it looks like we're getting into, we got one can of something.
Mm-hmm.
Ocean Bomb. Yogurt flavor sparkling water.
Yes.
Ocean Bomb. It's got a cool anime character on the front.
Yeah, so let me see if I can...
Yogurt flavored soda water. Look like little chocolate stars.
Yeah, it's got a dinosaur on it and stuff.
Little chocolate stars with a dinosaur on it.
Yeah, that's a yogurt flavor.
Scallops white cream sauce.
Yeah.
Limited edition. That's how you know it's good.
Yep.
We've got Lay's. Oh, is this like chicken skewers?
Yeah, it's some sort of like a teriyaki chicken.
Yeah. Okay, nice. Satay, looks like.
Oh, wait, no, that's Angus. Is that the Angus?
No, it looks like there's a beef one under here. There's a Cheetos steak flavor.
Okay, oh, yeah, yeah.
On the back, it says beef.
That is the beef.
See the back?
It says okay.
Beef.
Yeah.
So this looks like chicken satay to me.
This leaves. Oh, no, that's grilled squid. Nope. Wait. No, we had the grilled squid.
Yeah.
Tokyo
Drift.
Yakitori. Which
I don't know what that is.
I looked up what it was when I purchased it, and forgot.
Okay.
Forgot what it was. So, Godspeed.
All right. Well, they all sound pretty interesting. So I'm pretty. Pretty excited, actually, to try all of these.
Yeah. So we'll have some for discussion and drinks. We'll have some for our patrons. And, oh, boy.
Uh-oh, scary. Oh, boy. Scary went down. Man down. We got him.
So what do you think? Do we try one?
I mean, I think we got to try a takoyaki ball.
Okay.
Mostly because the way I put these back in, I don't think I can fit that.
Yeah.
My packing skills are not.
So, Calbee, takoyaki ball, let your taste buds take a trip through the street food stalls in Japan with our takoyaki ball. Each bite has the same savory flavor as takoyaki, but with an airy, light, crisp texture.
All right, takoyaki is a ball-shaped Japanese snack made of wheat flour-based batter and cooked in a special molded pan. It's typically filled with minced or diced octopus, tempura scraps, pickled ginger, and green onion.
Oh, so it's like an everything bagel.
Yeah, kind of like an everything bagel. You know what? I've seen a video of these being made.
Oh, okay. Like the thing,
okay. The street food. And I only remember it because of the shape. Oh, that's pungent. Wow.
That's a thing.
But yeah, when they're making them, it's interesting because they're pouring it into these molds and then using chopsticks to roll them around while they cook so that they keep the ball shape.
Not overcook one side and it gets flat. Okay.
Which is pretty interesting. So, nice. Okay, takoyaki balls.
I am going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say they're probably good.
Yeah, I bet they are. Good. Interesting.
That's a seafood taste, though.
That is a seafood taste. Which I'm not huge on, to be honest. But it's good.
Not huge on, but I'm not...
Not hating it, but it's good.
I'm curious if that's... How accurate that is to takoyaki balls.
Well, if they're the same thing that I see, they're bigger.
Right. They look like almost like a meatball.
Yeah, yeah, but they're like a doughy type thing filled with stuff, and then they're covered in like a... They like cover them in a couple different sauces and then like scallions.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm a fan. We're going to go into this.
Pretty good.
This episode recording, and I'm going to be eating those.
Yeah. It strikes me as something that I would think that you would like a lot.
Yeah. It's not as salty as I would usually get, but it's good.
Yeah, it's got that. It's definitely got that, like, craveable kind of umami thing going on for it.
Yeah.
You know? It's more peppery than salty. I wish it was a little more salty, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's savory, but it doesn't quite have enough of that salt for me.
Yeah. Well, guys, thanks for hanging.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. We got a little bit of a
try takoyaki balls if you see them.
We got a little bit of a crazy schedule coming up, but stay tuned. We'll be around. Might be
next week. We will be. Is that right? Next week. So next week we will actually be doing a crossover show with the Sort of Kind of Funny podcast. So instead of a discussions and drinks, you can actually find us over there on their show.
On Thursday.
And then we will have them on our show Friday and Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Guys, enjoy the week.
Yeah.
And always remember to ask yourself, what is that question, Jimmy?
What is it that makes your day better? What is it that makes your life a little bit more exciting? Takes you away from the, what's the word?
Doldrums
of the day. What's your bacon?
Well, peace.
Shazam.